the goddess of darkness, Elvira. We'll tell you what she did in just 1 second, but we want to hear from you as well. Who is the rudest celebrity you've ever met? Like, you're excited to meet them, or you went up to them and they were just rude to you. But yeah, Ariana Grande was rude to Elvira. You've seen her, Queen of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
What is she most known for?
Big boobs.
She looks just like Morticia from the Addams Family. It's okay. Like the same vibe, Elvira.
And she's to host all these like scary movie marathons, a Halloween. Mm-hmm. It's like, Google her. I mean, but her boobs were probably what she was most known for.
Really? I saw a picture. I've never seen her before.
You haven't? Mm-mm. Do you think that she looks a lot like Morticia?
I see that. Yeah. I mean, I see, she was just wearing dark haired, black dress, dark makeup. Like, I see how she's leaning into Halloween. But
she had Amy Winehouse hair before Amy Winehouse had Amy Winehouse hair.
Yeah, and so she was at some thing in California at Knott's Scary Farm event.
Oh, yeah, Knott's Farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And somebody was asking her questions and about, you know, being in show business and different things. And she told a story about Ariana Grande that wasn't very flattering. Elvira says she showed up to one of her events with 20 guests and asked for 21 tickets. So sure. We gave her the ticket. She knew who she was.
That's a lot of tickets for one human.
She comes backstage and asks if they could take pictures with all her friends and relatives that she brought, Ariana Grande, with Elvira. I took a picture with every single one of them, individual pictures. I signed autographs for every one of them. Then I said to her, can we take a photo together? And she says, no, I don't do that.
Wait, ooh. So Elvira said, Ariana Grande said no to a photo with Elvira after Elvira took a photo with all of Ariana Grande's friends?
Well, yes. 20 friends and family.
And free tickets and got them in and did a meet and greet.
When was this, Jared?
It doesn't say.
I was trying to look up Elvira events, and she does. I mean, she's known for hosting macabre, as they say, like very dark, campy type events, kind of like at like a Comic-Con or like those kinds of events.
But like for scary movies, yeah.
And she's doing some right now because 'tis the season. But I don't know how long ago this was.
I mean, Ariana Grande was obviously famous enough for her to know who she was and comp 21 tickets. Yeah.
Ariana Grande, why do I keep saying that? Grande. She basically, you know, in the past has done messed up things. And first of all, I mean, just look at her divorce type thing. I think she was just left the other guy and started dating another guy immediately.
Well, she was cheating.
Oh, she was actually cheating?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Confirmed.
Really?
They met on the set of her movie Wicked.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then she licked the donuts.
Well, that was before that, but yes.
Then she also like made a derogatory statement about the United States that almost got her Dixie chicked.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. And she dated Pete Davidson. So
decisions aren't maybe her strong
Pete
suit.
Pete Davidson's not a bad dude, is he?
At the time, everybody was like, what?
Oh, that was shocking.
That was the first time where we really thought.
That was the first super famous 10 that he dated.
And for some reason, she hides her belly button.
Yeah, can't trust her. Where's your belly button?
That's the original thing that she's done to make you upset.
That's very odd to find it.
It is.
That's egregious.
Jason has tried to find it.
The first offense.
He's hired a private investigator, everything. Cannot find it anywhere.
I find Ariana Grande's belly button, but then I was like, is this Photoshopped? I didn't know. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. So there's something about the belly button area about Ariana Grande that she doesn't like to show off, which I think she probably should show off because she's skinny.
And that's what makes you lose sleep.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Where is her belly button?
A glimpse into his mind.
Or where, when he does see it, not believing it.
Yeah.
It's like, is it AI?
I found it. No, or did I? He gaslights himself.
Yeah. What did you think?
Jared believes we didn't land on the moon. Jason believes that Ariana Grande's belly button is fake. We're all different.
I don't know for sure.
We're all different.
I think the rudest celebrity I've talked to, but not in person, on the phone was Steven Seagal. He was an a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he didn't want to do the interview. It's like why did you sign up?
He was probably pushing something.
We were pushing some show or movie he's in, and he was like, like, so what is it like? It's okay. You're like, okay.
Who is the guy? I'm trying to think of the guy. Sorry, my nose is running. 'Tis the season.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that came here and we did the courtyard
perform?
Nash.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yes, and because it was during the day, and then his concert was later on that evening.
Yeah,
it was a school night.
School night, and there were younger girls who were there because they love him so much, and they like took time out of their school day to come see him. Mm-hmm. And then when he found out that they were not going to their show because it didn't start till 9 on a school night, he was like, "Enjoy your free likes."
Yep. Yeah, on Instagram.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
It was a jerk move.
That's the one I was going to say.
Yeah.
This was his song.
Who's this that sings this part?
Olivia O'Brien.
Nobody else above you.
It was a big hit, but he was a total jerk. What about you, Jason?
Well, I hate to say it, and I've met him many of times, but every time I meet him, Frankie Valli is not the nicest. Especially the first time.
I think it's mainly to you.
He has that court order against you that you just ignore.
Well, but the very first time that I found out exactly how his routine works, I had Landon, and Landon was only like 10 at the time. My gosh, I've been doing this for a while.
Yes, you have.
And then I noticed he was coming down the... I don't even think he was 10, actually. He probably was 8. He was coming down the elevator, and nobody else saw him, and they're all waiting to go to the concert right next door. And I said, Frankie! Frankie, please! Can I get a photo with my son? And he turns, he's like... All right. And you see the photo, and he's not smiling. Has the biggest RBF, more than Matt. And then anything. The biggest of the biggest.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get my camera working right because I was so flustered. He's like, you need to hurry up, you know. I got a show to catch.
Yeah.
And then the last time I met him, I mean, I tried to meet him here. I was like, Frankie, and he like went even faster out the door into the car. He didn't even stop.
He got on his rollator and he just was like, see ya.
You couldn't hear you. The hearing aids weren't on.
You're like, I'll pinch your oxygen tube. I'll have the last laugh. And then I have had bad luck with meeting, like I'm a big Carolina basketball fan, meeting Carolina basketball players.
Not nice.
Half are like the nicest. Other half have been total a-holes. I'm like, why don't you go to Duke? Are you a Duke player? Why are you being, I'm a fan and you're being an a-hole. Also, you're like 19. And I'm not.
Yes.
So it's even more insulting. We're like, all right, man, whatever. We got to get on the bus. I'm like, please, please.
And you're worshiping this kid.
I know.
And he's rude to you.
And then they're in the NBA the next year. I'm like, that guy was an a-hole.
Yeah. It sticks with you, too.
Yeah. Cameron Johnson, NBA. Danny Green, NBA. Both were a-holes when I met him. Didn't have to, like, get away from me. The rest were fine.